Hello, and welcome to Mystery Meat, a submission-based podcast. To submit material for our next episode, please send any audio within your rights to mysterymeat@gmail.com. Now, listen good to the very heart of the world.
Reference number is 010-0514. Thank you.
There's more order, structure, law.
But you
Rick Foster and hotline to my division 606-425-9712. I repeat, my number is 626-425-9662-6962-6622-215-6622-9712. Now don't try to disregard this message or return the call.
And the feminine, well,
if you don't return the call and if I don't hear from your attorney either, then the only thing I can do is I wish you a good luck at the situation back in holds on you. So give me a call back as soon as it is possible. Thank you.
No signs. The Hindus, the Buddhists, all of them have names for the same pattern, circle, cycle. The mundane adventures into China. These are things to remember. These are things to consider.
Thank you. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2.
Thank you. Thank you. 3, verse 16, it says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That little one sentence kind of captures the essence of what Christianity is all about. But a lot of people's understanding of Christianity is a misunderstanding. Someone said to me, I can't believe in anything I don't understand. I said, really? They said, yes. I said, what do you do? He says, well, I'm involved in agriculture. I said, oh. I said, well, tell me this. How is it possible for a black cow to eat green grass and produce white milk? You see, there's a lot of things we don't fully understand. You see, there are a lot of people who think that Christians don't think, and they think that Christians don't think because Christians don't think like they think. They think we don't think at all. But we do. So, the beginning of a verse, "For God," God, G-O-D, what does that mean? Did you know that when the first Russian astronaut returned from space, first interview, first question, "Did you see God?" He said, "No, I did not." The Soviet Union heralded this as proof that God did not exist. When the first American astronaut returned from space, first interview, fourth question, "Did you see God?" He said, "I would have seen God had I stepped out of my spacesuit." Completely different understandings of the word God.
Is fuck is a fucking bite-sized guy with a... Now we'll go to... What happened? So we had to get the chips. Oh, what? So we got that. I'm... We were trying to buy chips. Crazy shit has happened.
Thank you for coming to Mystery Meat. We love you.